Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hey, you know what that means? It's RU Fridays around here. RU is RU Recovery Services. It's a faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered addictions program. Meets every Friday night right here at Bible Baptist Church from 7 to 9 p.m. The goal of RU is a little different than many other programs. The goal is not just to be sober, and it's not just to be clean. The goal of RU is to be free from any stubborn habit or addiction that keeps us from being what God would want us to be. And we've got a good group that comes every Friday night. We're finding our path and our flight to freedom. And so we invite you out to come tonight and be here. And then, of course, our services on Sunday, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday afternoon. And we've got Evangelist Tim Booth with us this week. And Brother Booth has been here on numbers of occasions now through the years. He's just recovering from some open heart surgery that he had at the beginning of this year, and he's back on the road again, and we're looking forward to hearing from him on Sunday services, Sunday morning and Sunday evening. So it'll be a great day. Hope you can come out and join us, and we look forward to a great time together. Now, I've been going through the 10 principles of RU. There's 10 of them. We did the countdown from 10. We're all the way down to principle number 3 today, and here's the principle. It's easier to keep your heart clean than it is to clean it after it's been defiled. Principle number 3, it's easier to keep the heart clean than to clean it after it's been defiled. Now, Brother Currington loves to tell the humorous story about shortly after he was married, he got to make his favorite meal, chili and fries, surprise. And he got home one night, his wife said that she had to work. Well, actually, they made the meal one night. And wife said, how do you like it? He said, boy, I love it, but how do you like it? She goes, well, it's fine, but it just makes too much of a mess in the kitchen. I'm not going to make that meal again. He said, okay. She got a part-time job, would have to work Monday nights, and he decided, she told him, you'll be on your own for dinner. And, of course, he thought chili and fries, surprise. And he made that for him and got the chili going and got the fryer out and do the fries and grease and chili stains and such all over the stove. You know, he ate that night, had a great time. And then, of course, the rest of the week went by. Then next Monday came, and he was ready to make it again. He got all the ingredients and came home, and there was all the stuff from last week still on the stove. And it was hard lard and grease and chili stains on the stove. So he went to McDonald's and ate. When his wife got home, he asked her, hey, how about cleaning up the stove? And he said, wow, our first fight. He said, and I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed to get that stove clean. My wife taught me this lesson. It's easier to keep the kitchen stove clean than to clean it after it's been defiled. And it was this principle that led him to that understanding. Now, the example of this in the Bible is someone named Lot. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2 and verse number 6, he said, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So here's Lot. He was a righteous man, and yet he vexed his righteous soul. How did he do that? Well, he associated with ungodly men. He was hanging around the wrong crowd. He was doing just what Psalm 1 says we ought not to do. We're to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. You see, he had day-to-day contact with sin and with sinners, and he saw people around him fall into moral sins. By the way, people getting drunk, people committing terrible sins. You say, well, how can I avoid that? Well, here's what you do. The Bible says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 22:3. So you can see what's ahead. You can see what's coming. And the best thing to do is hide yourself from that evil. The Bible says in Proverbs 5:27-28, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes be not burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? My friend, you can't mess with sin without it affecting you. You can't be around sin without it affecting your life. That's why the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Oh, keep your heart, keep it clean, keep it pure, keep it washed, keep short accounts with God. Make sure you keep that heart clean. One day a young minister was being escorted through a coal mine. At the entrance of one of the dim passageways, he spied a beautiful white flower growing out of the black earth. How can it blossom in such purity and radiance in this dirty mine? The preacher asked. The miner said, throw some coal dust on it and see for yourself. And when he did, he was surprised that the fine black particles of coal just slid right off the snowy petals, leaving the plant just as lovely and unstained as it was before. You see, the surface was so smooth that the grit and grime could not adhere to it. In commenting on the incident, an unknown author said, our hearts should have the same characteristic. Just as that flower could not control its habitat, we can't avoid living in a world filled with evil. But God's grace can keep us clean and unspotted so that though sin touches us on every side, it will not cling to us. Oh, listen, when you make bread and the first thing you want to do is you want to put the oil in. You want to oil the pans. Why? Then things slide out easier. And listen, that muffin pan, that oil is the Holy Spirit of God into our heart. Now, how do we get a clean heart? How do you keep a clean heart? Number one, agree with God. Agree with God. The first step, when you see your condition as God sees you. That's what Paul was talking about in Romans 7 when he talked about how the things I don't want to do, that's what I do. And the things that I shouldn't do, that I ought to do, I'm not doing. And oh, wretched man that I am. Realize, listen, that as long as you rationalize why you sin, you can't be serious about wanting a clean heart. Don't rationalize why you sin. I've talked to folks in RU program, and they're not doing cocaine, or not doing heroin, or not drinking anymore, but say, well, I still smoke cigarettes because, you know, baby steps. Well, you're rationalizing your sin. You're not serious about wanting a clean heart. Don't pass along detrimental information about another believer. That's gossip. Don't allow unclean or immoral thoughts to be in your mind. That's going to dirty your heart. Exaggeration is lying. Overeating is gluttony. Withholding of the tithe and offering is stealing from God. You've got to call sin for what it is. You've got to agree with God. In fact, the famous promise that we love, 1 John 1:9, about if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, if we confess our sin, that literally means we have to agree with God about our sin. We can't just gloss it over. We can't just say it's not no big deal. No, sin's a big deal. And we have to agree with God. If God's, that's why we'll get to principle one here in a couple of weeks where it simply says, if God says it's wrong, it's wrong. Whatever God says isn't right, it's not right. And whatever God said is right, is right. And so we have to agree with God. Are you in agreement with God about the sin in your life and the condition of your heart? Be in agreement with God. Secondly, don't try to clean your own heart. Have you ever tried to do a job that probably should have been left to professional? I mean, you might have read the instructions and bought what was needed and tried your best, but the results were quite disappointing. And maybe even, you might even made things worse. And you see, Isaiah says we can compare all of our own good intentions and righteous efforts, and we still come up so very short. Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. All our righteousnesses. Now listen, that's not the worst things we do. The best things we do are as filthy rags in the sight of God. We're all fading away as a leaf. We're all heading towards death. And like the wind, our iniquities will take us away. And listen, you can't clean yourself up. It takes a professional. It takes someone greater than us to cleanse our heart. And so, number three, we recognize God's solution. What's God's solution for cleansing our heart if we confess our sin? He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, there's a two-step process here. There's forgiving, and then there's cleansing.
When I pray and ask God to forgive my sin, then my sins are gone. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. Now, if God removed those sins from the north to the south, we could find them again. But when he moved them east to west, as long as you go east, you're going to still be going east. And as long as you go west, you're going to still be going west. You'll never, ever see those sins again. He says, your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. God doesn't say, I forget them. He says, I choose not to remember them. I've cast them behind my back, God says. I've put them into the depths of the sea. Oh, my friend, gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free, and in my heart's a song. Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God. My sins are G-O-N-E gone. That's forgiveness. But then he's also cleansing. That's the defilement that sin always brings. And that too can be dealt with. That too can be cleansed away. Oh, I'm glad that God doesn't just forgive, but he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. What's that cleansing agent that he uses? Oddly enough, it's a staining agent called blood. The Bible says it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sin. Oh, it's still the blood, my friend. The blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Jesus died on that cross and his blood was shed, and it had to be shed, because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of our sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, my friend, get forgiveness. Get the cleansing that Jesus brings, because then you can go on just as if you hadn't sinned. Nobody has to know that you've sinned. God is forgiven. God is cleansed. You can go on your way. Because remember this, listen, if you do what you've always done, then you'll always be what you've always been. If you do what you've always done, you'll always be what you've always been. If you want to be something different, you have to do something different. That's what I mean. If you could have beat your addiction by now, you'd have beaten it. If you could have cleaned your heart up by now, you'd have cleaned it up. Why don't you let God do it? Principle number three. It's easier to keep the heart clean than to clean it after it's been defiled. Well, that's principle three of the RU program. I hope you can come out and join us tonight. We have a great two-hour time, and then always have a fellowship time afterwards and a snack and some drinks, and we fellowship together, and then usually break up around 10:30 and head on home. But it's a fantastic evening, and I hope you can come join us for the RU Recovery Program. And then, of course, our services on Sunday with Evangelist Tim Booth. We look forward to a great Lord's Day together. And then, Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on the radio on Monday. And we'll be talking about, I think I'd like to talk to you about Order My Steps. Order My Steps from Psalm 37, about ordering my steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we'll look forward to that. All right. Thanks for those of you who write us from time to time and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening to Words to Encourage Radio. We enjoy hearing from you, and we enjoy praying for any prayer requests that you might have. And we hope that you'll continue to listen and tell others about the Words to Encourage Radio broadcast. And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us here at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 6:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host Reformers Unanimous, a Bible-based addictions program that meets every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
A bright sunny smile.